You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All of you Foxborough faithful, you are now locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast. It is Wednesday, July 14th, 2021, and it's time to talk some linebackers here on your daily home for news, notes, and analysis infused with the occasional opinion on your six-time Super Bowl champions, the New England Patriots. And even though Locked On Patriots has you covered with all the news, notes, and analysis you need from Foxborough, get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. My friend and colleague Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today and does an amazing job of taking you through all the latest sports news with some amazing guests along the way. So be sure to follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Greetings, salutations, and happy hump day, Patriots Nation. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. My name is Mike DeBate, and I cover your New England Patriots for Patriot Maven of Sports Illustrated. I'm also your host of the Locked On Patriots podcast, which, of course, is a proud part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And folks, because it's your team every day, that means your questions, comments, and feedback are always welcomed and very much appreciated. So share that feedback. Send it to the internet by reaching out to me and following me on Twitter at MDABATENFL. And while you're out there doing some Wednesday wandering through that Twitterverse, please be sure to follow the Locked On Patriots account as well at @LO_Patriots. Pats fans, I've said many times on these airwaves, offensive skill positions may get the headlines, but defense wins championships. And for the past couple of shows here on Locked On Patriots, we focused on the defense. Yesterday, Murph and I took you on a journey through the defensive backfield, particularly the safety position. Last week, we discussed the defensive line. We did so with my Patriots paizan, Steve Balistrieri of PatsFans.com. Well, because Steve is such an expert on defense, we decided to bring him back for round two today. Steve is here, and we're going to talk Patriots linebackers. And folks, this may be one of the most interesting and one of the deepest depth charts on the Patriots roster. Last year, Patriots struggled at the linebacker position. Kyle Van Noy, Jamie Collins, Landon Roberts, all leaving via free agency. Dante Hightower opting out of the 2020 season amidst concerns over the pandemic. But this year, the Patriots linebackers are back in a big way. Making his return to Foxborough is Kyle Van Noy after a brief stop in Miami. The Patriots continued dipping into the free agent well by bringing back Harvey Longy for his second tour of duty in Foxborough. Also bringing in former Raider Raekwon McMillan and former Baltimore Raven Matt Judon. The Patriots also drafting Oklahoma's Ronnie Perkins, who technically is listed as a defensive end, but in minicamp, he was practicing with the linebackers, and it looks like the Patriots are going to be using him as an outside linebacker. Last but certainly not least, Dante Hightower is back in the fold. And despite what you may hear in the social media fan zone, Dante Hightower is very much engaged in playing a full and complete and productive 2021 season. It's going to be great to have Boomtower back in the lineup. Patriots definitely missed his leadership, his play-calling ability, and most importantly, his play on the field. All this added to returning players such as Josh Uche, Chase Winovich, Terrence Hall, Juwan Bentley. Patriots are stacked at the linebacker position. So, who makes the cut? Who doesn't? Who comes into training camp with a little something extra to prove? And who is the best off-season acquisition? Well, these are all the topics that we're going to discuss today when my good friend, my Patriots paizan, Steve Balistrieri, joins me here on the hot seat when this Wednesday episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. Locked On listeners, get all the latest news, odds, and info for all of your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, the NBA, NHL, all of your UFC MMA action, and of course the NFL, with the only place that has you covered and the only place we trust, BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Before the start of your next favorite sporting event, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the greatest sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. You can track all the action at BetOnline. Head over to the website at betonline.ag and sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the action. Head over to their website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Patriots fans, it is Wednesday, but it is still time for a visit from our resident voice of reason to lend his wisdom and counsel right here on Locked On Patriots. He's one of the best, most knowledgeable columnists that you can find in Patriots media anywhere. You know his great work from PatsFans.com, as well as being the co-host of two amazing podcasts, Patriots 4th and 2 and One Patriots Place. He is my esteemed Patriots paisan, and despite what he tells you, folks, don't listen to him. He's worthy of all the praise he gets, then some. Steve Balistrieri joins me here today. Welcome back to Locked On Patriots, my friend.
Hey, as always, my friend, it is a pleasure to join you to talk some football. I'm looking forward to it today. And, we're jumping into an area that is one of my favorites to talk about anyway.
Yeah, without question. This is definitely one of those positional depth charts that is going to have a lot of eyes on it, a lot of improvements, some big-time players added to this mix, and this is an exciting one. Folks, in case you haven't noticed or in case you weren't listening to the introduction, today we're going to be talking linebackers here with my good friend, because after all, what better way to talk defense than with someone who is an expert on the subject in all facets of life? So we did. We hinted at this during your visit here last week. So basically, Bud, the Pats had a depleted linebacking core last year, without any question. Gone via free agency were Kyle Van Noy, Alandon Roberts, Jamie Collins, Dante Hightower opting out of the 2020 season. That left a lot on the shoulders of a guy like Juwan Bentley, who, Steve, I think did the best he could. But again, it was a lot to shoulder. Much like they did with the defensive line, the Patriots knew they had some work to do upgrading the depth chart for 2021. They did just that. Returning to the Patriots, Kyle Van Noy after a brief stop in Miami, Harvey Longy finding his way back to Foxborough, Raekwon McMillan coming in, signing a free agent deal, and, of course, one of the most prominent free agent additions, Matt Judon, coming over from the Baltimore Ravens. Steve, when you look at this addition, when you look at these additions that the team has made, which one has you most excited, and which one do you believe will make the biggest impact?
Well, I'm most excited about, obviously, Matthew Judon. I mean, I thought that there was probably very little chance of the Patriots signing him in free agency, and I was very pleasantly surprised. I think he's going to be a very, very big part of this defense, as well as having Van Noy back. I think that's huge for this, but honestly, I think the biggest positivity change that we see coming this year is getting Hightower back, because he's like that quarterback of the front seven, and to me, he's still the heart and soul of this defense. When he's on the field, and he makes things happen, and the bigger the stakes, the bigger the game, the better his game is. It always seems like he steps it up a notch in these big games, so I'm quite excited, looking at this. And I think, the other guy that we didn't mention yet was Ronnie Perkins, who they drafted. Originally we kind of thought of him as a 4-3 defensive end, but, we heard that he's been practicing with the linebackers, so he might be involved in that positional group as well.
Absolutely, without any question. And look, I'm glad you mentioned Ronnie Perkins, because Perkins is right now, I thought when they drafted him, this was a chance that they might have to use him as an outside linebacker and kind of groom him in that regard. It looks as if they're doing that. And I think that's a smart move for Perkins. I think that's exactly where he is going to be able to have that type of impact. Traditional stand-up rusher, but I think in a lot of ways, moving to the outside linebacker is going to be a good fit for him. I think the Patriots usually like to employ guys in that area with a little bit higher level of athleticism, but
no matter his assignment, I think Perkins is a guy that can rise to the challenge. And I think that's why they're having him work with the outside linebackers or the linebackers in general. And I think that's going to be a big part of this. But you also mentioned Matthew Judon. And I am excited beyond belief to see what Matthew can do in this defense. Primarily used as an outside linebacker during his time in Baltimore, I think this is where I really expect to see him play the majority of his time with the Patriots. In fact, I think an argument can be made that he might end up being New England's number one player on the edge. Matt can keep runs from reaching the corner. He can play on early downs. He can also rush the quarterback in passing situations. Steve, we've discussed several times. Those are two things Patriots had a lot of trouble with last year. I can also see him getting some off-the-ball snaps to create some favorable matchups as well. Got great size, listed at 6'3", 260 pounds. Also makes him a candidate to play an off-the-ball role in the box, I think. So if the Patriots can use him that way, he can essentially become more of a hybrid move-type linebacker, almost in the mold of like a Dante Hightower. And you mentioned Hightower. Obviously, getting him back may end up being one of the best things that this team has had. You mentioned the heart and soul of this defense. He is the play caller. He is the guy they missed last year. And with all due respect to Juwan Bentley, who I think did the best he could in that role, it was really a lot to ask of a player with not a whole lot of experience to be able to do that. Judon comes in, he shores it up, and Hightower comes in, and he's able to really get after it and get that team where it needs to be. And that does lead me quite nicely into my next question, because guys that really, I think, may make that jump, may make that next level jump for 2021 are Chase Winovich and Josh Uche. I think this is a duo that Patriots fans are waiting to see unleashed. Maybe to a lesser degree, Anfernee Jennings as well. I don't want to forget him because I think he has an awful lot of promise here as well. Uche can play both on the edge and off the ball. He's going to only gain more experience in both areas. And I think this season, you're going to see Josh turn into an every down player. Everything that we saw in him from minicamp looks to be trending in that direction. And Uche continues to earn the praise of the linebackers coaches, the Patriots coaches in general, and ultimately his players, his teammates. Winovich, I think, can be a great edge rusher as well. I think he needs to get a little more consistent, especially when it comes to funneling run plays into the middle. This is an area where he struggled the last couple of years, primarily last year. Steve, do you think it's a bit early to turn the edge over to Chase and Josh? And if so, do you believe that this is the best way to develop them in 2021?
That's a great question because, you know, we keep hearing rumors that the Patriots might be shopping, you know, Winovich. I keep hearing rumors to Pittsburgh, with the additions that they made. Granted, I mean, some of these guys are a bit older. Judon's like 27 or 28. Van Noy is now like 30 years old, Hightower. So, I mean, you hate to see them maybe get rid of a guy a year too soon because he did have his struggles against the run. We saw that. But we also saw how productive he is when he's allowed to get after the quarterback. And right. I think that, you know, if he can step up that game, you know, the depth of this pass rushing group will be so strong coming into 2021 because I think Uche, Van Noy, and Hightower are your off-the-ball kind of, you know, blitzing linebackers that can attack gaps and whatnot. I think these guys are definitely, you know, when you're looking at the future, the arrow's still pointing up on them. I hope, you know, that they don't decide to trade Winovich. I think it's too soon. I know that, you know, they had some issues there last year. There was rumors that, you know, Bill didn't like his attitude at times, but that's what happens sometimes with young, fiery guys.
Yeah, without any question. And I agree with you. I think it's a little too early to give up on Chase. I'm still very high on this kid. I think he's going to see regular action as a rotational edge option. But in a lot of ways, I really look at this season as his opportunity to gain playing time on the edge. I think it's going to be fascinating to see how he fits into the picture. He might see a reduced workload because of the guys that you mentioned that they brought in, bringing in someone like Kyle Van Noy that really returns the Patriots, I think, to those 3-4 defensive roots. And the experience he has in the system is without question going to be an asset of his. But at the same time, you know, you look at what Chase brings to the table and his ability to be employed as a package-specific pass rusher and really, I think, an off-the-ball defender is something that will give him a leg up on the competition. And I really think that when you know you look at him and how they're going to be able to groom him, I can see him taking on that role of more of a move linebacker going forward. But ultimately, it's going to have to be the buy-in. The Patriots are going to have to see things in Chase Winovich in order to be able to do that. And don't forget, they do have guys like an Anthony Jennings waiting in the wings. So who knows what Bill is going to think at this point, but I would agree with you. I think it's a little too early to give up on Chase. I think the upside is tremendous. The downside is something that can be dealt with and can be cultivated into something positive. So we'll see what the Patriots have to offer in that regard as well. Steve, your wisdom, your reason, you always bring us back to a level-headed place here, especially, you know, we talk a little defense, and we talked a little safeties yesterday with Murph, and, you know, it brings us back to a grounded place here. That's why we love having you here. But we're not done yet, folks, because it is time to talk about potential camp battles. Who might be coming into camp in the linebacking core with a little something extra to prove? We mentioned Chase Winovich, but Steve and I may have another take on that in just a moment. Also, we will discuss Steve's thoughts on the season outlook for the Patriots linebackers. This and more when the Locked On Patriots podcast continues.
Locked On listeners, we've all heard the phrase often imitated but never duplicated. It's a part of the sports fan's lexicon, and that's because only the best athletes and sports teams can provide you with the best possible moments. And in that vein, the only ones who could provide the best, healthy, low-calorie, and delicious treats to satisfy all of your snacking needs are the ones who provided the best in the first place. That's right, folks, I'm talking about Built Bar, because no one can do it like they do it. Built Bars are available in a multitude of delicious flavors, 100% real chocolate, soft, easy to chew, and they're not only low calorie and low sugar, but also high protein and high fiber. Built Bar has no crazy additives, half the calories of its most popular competitors, and get this, 7 times fewer carbs, 7 times fewer grams of sugar, and more protein. So don't delay, do it today. Prepare your taste buds for wow, and make Built Bar your go-to protein bar right now. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com.
Patriots fan Steve Balistrieri joins me here today on the pod, talking some Patriots linebackers here on this Wednesday edition of Locked On Patriots. And, Bud, the Patriots definitely have some bona fide talent on this depth chart. We talked about a few of them in the previous segment, whether it be a young player like Josh Uche coming into his own, or whether it be veterans returning like a Kyle Van Noy or a Dante Hightower, a big-time free agent acquisitions in Matt Judon. There's a lot to enjoy about what the Patriots are going to employ in the linebacking core this year. But there are some in this positional grouping that might be facing an uphill battle to make the roster this year. And we talked about Chase Winovich a little in the last segment as well, but there are still some other guys on this roster with something to prove. Steve, as we head into camp, who has your sharp eye as someone that could find themselves on the roster bubble if they don't have a strong start to training camp?
Well, I think, you know, you mentioned Winovich, and I think Winovich is coming into camp in his own mind with something to prove. I think, you know, with the additions they made, that was a kind of nod at him. It's like, hey, you need to step up your game. So I look for him and a guy like Hightower, who opted out last year, to come into camp with definitely something to prove. But I'm looking at two other guys. You mentioned them at the outset of the podcast. A guy like Harvey Longhi, who had a really good season last year with the Jets, but is facing a really loaded now positional battle, and he's a guy I really liked the first go around when he was with the Patriots. And Raekwon McMillan was a guy I really liked in college. He's never really put it together quite the way I expected him to as a pro. And again, with, you know, with Hightower back and, you know, Van Noy back, Josh Uche stepping it up, Bentley still here, a guy like McMillan, who I think could be an excellent special teams and, you know, backup inside linebacker might have a difficult time making the roster this year.
Yeah, and you know, in a lot of ways, you look at somebody like a Raekwon McMillan coming in and the pedigree and the background that he brings with him, you would think would give him a leg up on the competition. But in a lot of ways, I think it's going to be interesting to see how he's going to be able to fit in with this roster. I agree with you. I liked him in college. I like what he was able to, you know, provide in you know, Las Vegas and Miami a little bit. You look at what this kid can do, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how he fits into this role. Harvey Longhi is someone that I really liked in training camp. We watched this kid pop a couple of years ago, and unfortunately suffered the injury through no fault of his own. This was a problem that he had suffered, you know, as a result of an automobile accident. But I think you saw Harvey kind of make that return to the type of player he can be. And I think it's one of the big reasons why the Patriots are so enamored with bringing him back. He's obviously a favorite of Bill. He fell into favor with him. So we'll see what he can do in training camp this year. The guy that I'm going to have my sharp eye on is Terrez Hall. And I like Terrez. I think he gave you everything he could last year. And, you know, obviously coming onto the active team in November, he really was the number two option last year at the off-the-ball linebacker position alongside Juwan Bentley. Played, you know, decent amount of snaps, 258 out of 589 last year in 2020. He saw some action in the kicking game and special teams, so you have to wonder if that may give him a little bit of a leg up on the competition. But he had his ups and downs as that early down defender. And with all of the additions that the Patriots have made this year, even though I think he found himself proving himself as a physical presence in the Patriots defense last year, I think he's facing a real uphill battle to try to unseat some of the guys that they've brought in, and even trying to unseat some of the guys that they may have had on roster before or some of the incumbents. And that's really a shame because I think Terrez did a great job last year and really was one of their most reliable defenders. But I think with everything that the Patriots have upgraded, he might be facing an uphill battle this year. So my best of luck to Terrez because, again, I like him personally. I like what he can bring to the table. I think he's a good defender. If he does end up going elsewhere in his NFL career, the team that picks him up is going to get someone that's an extremely hard worker, very disciplined, and very willing to take coaching. Those are things that are very rare in the NFL, and I wish him the best. So I'm going to keep a sharp eye on Terrez when it comes to training camp and watching how he battles with a lot of these guys that also might be on the roster bubble. Steve, last but not least, but it seems like we're in agreement that this linebacking core very much improved. They're going to have a lot of weapons at their disposal. This is going to be an extremely tough cut down for Bill Belichick. Maybe the toughest positional depth chart to cut down on the roster right now, and I could see him carrying a good amount of linebackers here, and he may actually sacrifice a little on the defensive line to carry a few more linebackers, guys that can be versatile and guys that can give him a lot of options on defense this year. But that's my opinion, Steve. You're the guest today, so I'm going to ask you to look into that Balistrarian crystal ball that you have at your disposal right now, just like I asked Murph to gaze into his big green Murphian crystal ball yesterday. What is your 2021 season outlook for the Patriots linebackers, and how do you see this unit coming together in 2021?
Well, I think, as you've mentioned a couple of times during the podcast here, I think they've made tremendous additions to this roster. One of them is just getting back a guy like Hightower who opted out last year. And, you know, bringing back Van Noy, the addition of Judon, Ronnie Perkins. Then you have, you know, the second year jump, which we expect out of guys like Josh Uche, Anthony Jennings, who I think is going to be a very good, strong side, run stuffing linebacker, you know. You just look at these guys, and it just screams versatility and depth. And, you know, you mentioned Terrez Hall, Raekwon McMillan, Harvey Long. I mean, the list goes on and on. I'm really looking at this group that they're going to have a lot of fresh legs in and out of the field this year. I think they're primed for an outstanding season. I think it might take them a couple of games to find – you know, where everyone's comfortable in their specific role. But I look for this team, especially this linebacker core, to be dominant by the end of the season.
Yeah, without any question, I am in complete agreement with you. And you know, we're amateur roster builders, Steve. I think in a lot of ways we can all kind of, everybody in the media is kind of an amateur roster builder when it takes a look at that. We leave that to the pros and Bill Belichick and the Patriots brain trust. But we've both put together 53-man roster predictions. We're going to, you know, do them consistently throughout training camp and as we march closer to the 2021 season. The linebacking core was the toughest by far for me to cut down. And I found myself carrying a good amount of linebackers simply because there are so many players on this roster that offer so much in terms of versatility and ways that they can make the team better, ways that they can, you know, improve the team's ability to play. Anfernee Jennings is someone that I think has so many skills, so many versatile opportunities to make this team better. And we've barely touched upon him. Brandon King is someone who has been a special team stalwart during his time in a Patriots uniform. Has had some issues lately with health. You have to wonder if Brandon might be on the roster block with everything that he's gone through, and especially with the upgrades that the Patriots have made in the special teams as well. Cam McGrone is someone that the Patriots brought in. Obviously, they drafted him from the University of Michigan. He looks like he will probably be, an injured reserve candidate for this year, probably, sit out with an injury and then try to come at it again in 2022. But this is going to be an interesting group, and I definitely do not envy Bill Belichick taking a look up and down, whether it's Bentley, Hall, obviously Hightower is there, but Bentley, Hall, you know, King, Longy, McMillan. I mean, you look at all of these guys up and down the roster, those are going to be very, very tough roster cuts. So interesting stuff, always great stuff, and we thank you for showing up here and for joining me today on the podcast and talking a little Patriots linebackers. For the benefit of our listeners, my friend, please let everyone know where they can find you, your great work, and what we can look forward to upcoming from the great pen and the great voice of Steve Balestrieri.
Well, thanks again for having me, Mike, as always. I appreciate it, and I always look forward to our chats every week. You can find me on PatsFans.com, also on Twitter, at SteveB7SFG. Right now, I'm starting to do some training camp primers. I did one 2 days ago with the running backs. I'm working on the wide receivers right now. That'll be the next one that'll be coming up. Hopefully, I'll have that done by this evening and post it up tomorrow. But that's what we'll be looking at, and we'll be posting those positional primers right up until the beginning of training camp, and that's when all the fun starts.
Absolutely. 2 weeks from this day, my friend, Patriots training camp will open to the public, and the Patriots will hit the practice fields. It's going to be happening this year in Foxborough. Fans were essentially barred from Foxborough last year for the entirety of the training camp, preseason, regular season. It'll be good to see the fans back at Gillette cheering on their guys, and it'll be great to get a first look at this roster. And again, the linebackers are going to be a unit that we're going to be watching very, very closely. So again, my friend, thank you so much for joining me here today on Locked On Patriots. We look forward to talking ball with you again here next week on the pod. Until then, bud, stay safe, stay well, and again, it's going to be interesting heading into training camp, bud.
Thanks again.
Just like that, Patriots fans, we are more than halfway through your work week, but fear not, because there's still plenty more action and coverage here on Locked On Patriots to come. So to be sure that you do not miss a single second of the action, download, subscribe to, and follow the Locked On Patriots podcast on platforms such as the Odyssey app, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Just make sure that you are staying locked in to Locked On Patriots. Once again, my name is Mike DeBate. I thank my good friend Steve Balestrieri for his time, his insight, and his appearance on today's pod. But most of all, I thank you so much for listening and for continuing to make Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage. Until next time, Foxborough faithful, stay safe, stay well, be the change you wish to see in the world. Have a great day, everyone.